I'm going to start us off with a gold nugget. I found it in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 34. I'll read it. They shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. I like that. God has the unique ability to do what we cannot do. He has the ability to forget. The God of grace forgets our sins, wipes them completely from His memory. He places us in His sight as though we have never committed sin. Therefore, each time that we would come to Him and say, God, it's me again, I have sinned, God could answer like this: again? I have no record of you ever sinning before. There is no record in my books of your sins. They have been forgiven. This is called justification. The Bible says, therefore, being justified by Jesus, by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God is telling us, I will forgive you, but only because of the blood of my Son. I will fellowship with you, but only because of the blood of my Son Jesus. That is the reason it is necessary for us to come to Jesus and by faith in His blood find forgiveness and salvation. That's my gold nugget for today. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. Lean in. My, will this pandemic ever come to an end? Just when we thought we were out of the woods, we were gathering in our churches and worshiping God. We were traveling. We were shopping. We thought that surely this thing is over. But then, as some have said, we never saw the third wave coming. But God did. God saw it coming. Nothing gets by the eye of God. Of the first wave of COVID-19, it was said that it came out of China. And now, this third wave, they're saying that it came out of South Africa. Here's my question. Why can't the leaders of this country see that these things come from God? All of these things, drought, floods, earthquakes, all are managed by the great manager of the universe. They come to people as chastisement. Chastisement for turning from the Word of God. Chastisement for disobeying the Word of God. I know you're saying, brother, are you saying that all of this has come on us as a chastisement from God? I believe it has. I believe that God is chastising this nation. We have often said that we believe that the United States of America was God's chosen nation in these last times. Well, if God has chosen this as His nation for this age, God's going to chastise this nation. You say, well, brother, what about all the righteous people in this land? Well, what about all the devout and righteous people that was in Israel? When the wicked in Israel was being chastised for their wickedness, the devout ones, those that were dedicated to God, was caught up in their chastisement. Did not the devout and righteous Ezekiel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, did they not get caught up in Nebuchadnezzar's net that Nebuchadnezzar cast over Judah? And they, along with the unrighteous, with the lawbreakers, was all brought down to Babylon. The righteous suffered, as well as the unrighteous. It's always been that way. God's people have always suffered because of those who have sinned. Sin brings suffering to everyone, not just to the sinner. But there are others associated with these that sin, and they are caught up in the chastisement of the wicked. I have another question I'd like to ask. Since our present administration is at their wits' end as to what to do about this third wave of COVID, why have we not called a day of fasting and praying? God will answer our prayers. God will hear the humble prayer of a righteous man. This brings me right into my lesson reading for today. David said in Psalms chapter 10 and verse 17, Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear. And in another place, David says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Let's look at chapter 10 and verse 17. The Lord have heard the desire of the humble. This is a blessed truth. It is a blessed fact. I call this a blessed fact and truth because it always has been. It was a truth when David wrote this. It has always been the truth in all ages, in all places, wherever there has been a humble heart that has lifted up its desire to God. The Lord has heard that desire. Whether you be a Jew or Gentile, whether you live in a palace or in the poorhouse, whether you are sick or in health, whether you live in poverty or in wealth, makes no difference. If the desire has been a humble one, God is always ready to hear. This truth is just as true today as it was when David penned these words. At this very moment, God's ear is hearing the beating of your heart. Oh, my friend, God's heart discerns the throbbing of your desire, though they are unexpressed in words. His eyes of fire, which pierce us through and through, are reading every longing desire of every anxious person. I want you to notice how that the psalmist put this. Lord, you have heard the desires of the humble. David did not say, you have heard the prayers of the humble. Sometimes we have desires that we cannot express. They're too big, too deep. We cannot articulate them. At other times, we have desires which we dare not express. We see too much of our own rags of righteousness to venture to the throne of God and articulate our desires. But the Lord hears the desires when we cannot or dare not turn them into actual words. I know you have sometimes said, I wish I could pray like brother so-and-so. Or maybe you have thought, if I could only put beautiful sentences together into an eloquent form, I might be heard. But we should not talk so foolish. If you cannot put two words together correctly, if your desire is right, God will hear the desire. Prayer is the soul's sincere desire, whether you articulate them or not. Prayer is not the articulation or the lack thereof. The prayer is the soul's sincere desire. The very bowels of the prayers are in are the desires of the heart, not the utterance of the lips. Words without desire are mere empty words, but the desire, even without the words, is sweet to God. He accepts it. Can you catch a glimpse of this blessedness? Can you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Before your desires take shape in words, God hears it. Isn't that a wonderful thought to carry with you? I'm going to close the lesson right here, but I'll be back tomorrow speaking on this same subject. Just remember, it was David who said in Psalms chapter 37, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide."